Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Kimberly Cummins, a research student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. Decades ago, in many parts of Barbados, it was common to see children riding on the backs of tractors, hauling sugarcane through villages. No seatbelts, no helmets, just trust. But one such ride turned deadly for 12-year-old Fitzgerald Carrington of Coal Hole in St. George. On this day, April 3, 1952, a Nyma jury returned a verdict of death by misadventure after an inquest into the circumstances surrounding his death. The boy died at the General Hospital on April 1st, hours after he fell from a tractor which was being driven along Locust Hall Hill in St. George. The tractor, identified as G238 and owned by Locust Hall Plantation, was transporting sugarcane to Applewhite's factory. The inquest, presided over by Coroner H.A. Thalma of District A, was covered by the Barbados Advocate on April 4th. Testimony was heard from several witnesses, including the plantation manager, medical examiner, and individuals who were present during the accident. Nicholas Dean, the manager of Locust Hall Plantation, testified that the tractor was supposed to be operated by Basil Prout, who allowed Joseph Grays of Prospect St. James to drive for him while he ate his breakfast. Dean emphasized that the tractor was not authorized to carry passengers and that Carrington was not employed by the plantation. Dr. A.S. Cato, the pathologist who performed the postmortem, reported extensive bruising on Carrington's body and internal bleeding near the liver. He confirmed that the injuries were consistent with a heavy object passing over the region, which led to shock and hemorrhage. The temporary driver told the court that he had seen two boys on the tractor, but was unsure how they were positioned. He said that about 1:30 in the afternoon, as the vehicle descended Locust Hall Hill, one of the boys shouted for him to stop. When he did, he saw Carrington lying near the right front wheel of the trailer. Still conscious and visibly in pain, the boy reportedly uttered, "Lord have mercy," before being taken to the hospital. 14-year-old Otho Carbon recounted how he and Carrington boarded a tractor earlier the day in a cane field. Carbon was positioned on the left and Carrington was on the right, with one foot on a bolt that connected the trailer to the tractor. According to Carbon, Carrington's hat blew off during the ride, and as he tried to retrieve it, he lost his balance and fell. Carrington's body was identified by his older brother Charles. After reviewing all testimony and medical evidence, the jury acknowledged that the incident was an unfortunate event. Before today's straight road safety laws and vehicle regulations, children often rode on tractors without question or caution. But that everyday practice led to a verdict of death by misadventure in the case of 12-year-old Fitzgerald Carrington on this day, April 3rd, 1952.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.